Just a minute. I'm coming.
FBI, open up!
Just a minute.
Hello, everybody. This is Legal Man. Welcome to the show. This is going to be a good episode. I'm going to continue my series on war, and this one's about World War I, and I'm not going to really address the war so much as I have an interesting take on it, I think, and what the war represents. And for people who don't know me, I'm a lawyer. I've practiced for more than 30 years. I'm America's most trusted and beloved lawyer because I tell people the truth. And the truth is, I was a constitutional conservative, a believer, a so-called patriot, thought the founders were wonderful. The document was amazing for years and years and years and years and years. And then about 25 years ago, I got the internet. And in relatively short order, I started figuring out that it's just a complete load of shit. Everything I was told is just lies. And when I figured that out, I became self-certified as a master practitioner. And I don't trust a damn thing government says anymore. I've also given myself a Lifetime Achievement Award for the incredible work I've done with my hundreds and hundreds of podcasts explaining the actual way the system works. And when Jones Plantation, the movie, came out, I played Mr. Jones, I did such an incredible job that I awarded myself the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the highest award that a civilian can give themselves, and I earned it. I have no doubt about that. I've also recently been awarded a blue check from Twitter, which I'm also quite impressed with. I don't have to pay for, just another way I'm better than you. And I like to make fun of these credentials and awards and all this stupid shit because it's the control system they use to force people to memorize officialdom and then regurgitate officialdom, to have a registration license certificate, to get a lifetime achievement award, to be held up as an expert. And the reason they do that is because if they don't require that people learn the lies, then people might find out the truth. And this is a great way to control people. If you step out of line and you fail to regurgitate all of the lies, the officialdom lies, like you saw during COVID with the doctors and nurses and academics who dared to speak out, they just destroy you professionally, take your license, come after you. And most people can't withstand that. And so they control everybody in every field with that. And so I like to remind people of that and make sure that they see through the con scam that is expertise. And are you an expert? And are you licensed and certified? Do you have a degree? All this stupid shit people imagine means something. And hopefully the people will mock that and catch on to it. All right, enough about all that. Let's go ahead and get this show going. So I want to continue my series about war today. And I want to make it at least partly, mostly about World War I. I'm not so sure it's going to be exclusively about that, but as far as a war goes, it's the only one I'm going to talk about. And I want to talk about it not because anyone needs a history lesson on it, but I think it provides such a great insight into where we are and how brainwashed people really are and how brainwashed really they've always been. I think that this discussion about the fact that people are getting worse and worse and worse and stupider, it's true that the mass media has an incredible effect on people and it's taking them down, but I think that mass media and stupidity and absurdity has always existed with people since newspapers and things like that really arose, and probably before, but we just didn't know. I think that these modern examples, let's just say in the last 150 years, maybe 170 years, call that kind of modern-ish. It's just that the scale of everything's so big. You know, the scale of the insanity that went on during World War I, it's just mind-bending. It's just completely and totally mind-bending. And if people would just simply study that and really think about what that craziness meant for the lies they're told and the way the system functions, I think they could see it. At least anybody who could see would be able to see just from that single example. It's the old hermetic saying, as below, so above, as above, so below, that if you can understand some small thing in great detail, that all of that's reflected out into the way things operate everywhere else. Of course, that's similar to The Holographic Universe, which was, I think, a book written in the late 80s. I remember reading it a couple different times. It's a fascinating book. It also dovetails perfectly with a lot of sort of Eastern philosophy and thought. But I do think that a careful study, not in a vacuum, of individual types of events can teach people a lot. And World War One, I just don't know how you get anything better as far as a teaching tool for the mendacity of government, the evil nature of government, the fact that government is nothing but a pack of liars, that the government never has its people's best interest, and that the government is simply a functionary, front-facing functionary for the elite and the banking institutes. That's all it is. And of course, I'm only talking, again, in modern times. Before, the government, of course, was a criminal enterprise as well, but much more like an organized gang, like you would see from just a neighborhood. Didn't really have the fake banking system up and running. But, you know, World War One, I watch a lot of documentaries and a lot, and I watch a lot of other, like, weird movies and stuff, and I watched a World War One movie last night, and I was just so amazed, not because the movie was so good. Most of those kinds of war movies, they don't do well at the box office. Like so many other movies, I'm always amazed why people make movies like this, where they make these movies that they're never going to be popular. They don't have, an upbeat message. They don't have a good message. They don't have like a good story. It's just a big, long, depressing thing. And it may be an interesting, depressing thing. And I kind of get a kick out of it. But most of the stuff is never popular. And I'm always amazed that things can even get green light to be made. Because you can just see that this is never going to be popular. It's just a movie about a bunch of people who are probably going to die pointlessly. That's really not gonna, like, hey, dude, you gotta go watch it. This movie's great, man. It's got some great characters. Yeah, they all die pointlessly. It's not really gonna work, but that's neither here nor there. The movie was interesting only because I had been looking up some of this World War One stuff a couple of months ago when I was considering doing a show on it. And this thing just really reminded me of so many of the things I'd seen. The insanity that went on during that war. Absolute insanity. You're talking about millions and millions and millions of people. Tens of millions of people killed. Basically 10 million soldiers, 10 million civilians, and another 20 million soldiers wounded. In other words, casualties. Most of those people were, they had legs blown off. This doesn't even include all the traumatic events that would have gone on, all the PTSD and the lives wrecked and the alcoholism. And it doesn't take into account all the people who are connected to these people. So you've got 40 million people who are directly either killed or completely fucked up, not even including the ones who are psychologically damaged. And then you have all the people that were associated with those people. All their lives were all just completely turned upside down. Tens and tens and tens and tens of millions of people for years and years and years. And today, nobody can really even tell you what it's about. And the way you're taught about it is just preposterous, just absurd on its face. This idea that there were interlocking treaties that obligated this person to that and this country to that. And then you have this phony baloney assassination shit. Obviously, just a way to start the war. Obviously being agitated. Why are we bound to do anything with these people? And the idea that the German people were somehow our enemy is just asinine. And that's just our involvement. Forget the fact that it broke out in 1914 and then ran on for 3 years before we so-called got involved. But when you think about what the people did, they lived in these trenches. The commanders, the generals were completely incompetent boobs. They just ordered attack after attack into this machine gun fire and barbed wire. And the people just died out there. They were all killed with bullets and artillery shells and mustard gas. They lived like complete and total animals in these holes, fought hand to hand with bayonets, died of disease, slept in muddy water for years and years and years, millions and millions of people. And nothing happened. Nothing happened to the people who started the war. Nothing happened to the generals who were incompetently running it. Nothing happened to the politicians who were lying about it. Nothing happened to anybody except the schmucks, the poor, innocent schmucks who would just go off there. And if you can't see the strong lesson that's there for just compliance, that how compliant the population is all over the world, that you can just be ordered to do this and you just go do it. These men all had weapons. Okay, these aren't unarmed men being loaded into train cars like they always love to use as an example. These are armed fighting men, millions of them. How do you get them to do something like that? How do you get them to do it? Why don't they just revolt? Now, of course, in Russia, so-called, they kind of generated a revolution, but even that was just an astroturf load of shit. Yeah, the people were miserable, but they were no more miserable than the German soldiers, no more miserable than the French soldiers, the American soldiers, the soldiers all over. Yeah, the country was having a hard time, but all the countries were. But think about the insanity of having this so-called chain of command where the people are just ordering these insane attacks against these machine gun positions. And literally, the line didn't even move for years and years and years. For all practical purposes, the war was just a stalemate and a slaughter. They'd go out and rush across the field to try to take this trench. Sometimes they might take it, then they get driven back. Why? Why? The war to end all wars, a war for democracy. This is how it was all sold in the United States. And people didn't want the war. And Woodrow Wilson, who had already given us the 16th Amendment for income tax, had given us the 17th Amendment with regards to senators and crap like that, and the Federal Reserve, he ran on a platform that he kept us out of the war and he'll keep us out of the war. That was his big campaign promise. Okay, that was his big campaign promise. That was very important to people. And he got elected, and then back then, he doesn't actually get sworn in until March. So on March 4th, he gets sworn in, and I think he brings us into the war on April 5th. So basically a month later. Just absolutely keeps no part of his promise. Is the man punished? Is he hung? Does anything happen to him? No, nothing happens to him. Why? Because they gen up all this bullshit with the Lusitania, which was just a false flag. See, it's the same kind of stuff that went on with the COVID. It's just the same kind of series of outright lies that they're telling. Is outright lies. And of course, Wilson was in there during the flu, the so-called pandemic flu. That was, of course, run just like COVID. The man was a criminal and absolutely nothing happened to him. All those people that set all that stuff up that nobody could tell you, and all those arms manufacturers and all the reasons they actually ran the war, all that stuff's completely and totally covered up. It's true you can go find some revisionist history now, kind of, more than 100 years later. My point's not that you can go find it. It's that it's still taught as this kind of patriotic nonsense. Over there, send the word, over there, that the Yanks are coming. Idiots signing up by the, you know, hundreds of thousands to go fight. Maybe millions, I don't know. I know this, that Wilson ran on keeping them out. And then not only did he put them in within a month of being inaugurated again, but he instituted a draft in early June. Well, if the people wanted it, why is there a draft? What are you doing? Conscripting all men ages 21 to 31 into the military to go fight for freedom and democracy over in Europe in a war that absolutely nothing was happening. It was just a slaughter. It's just a field of slaughter. And was there a revolution in this country over that? Nah, there's a bunch of patriotic fervor. Yeah, there were some people resisting. There were. But of course, what'd they have? They had the FBI running around making sure that had just been formed a few years earlier to go around and arrest those people. You had the Supreme Court upholding the right of the government to conscript these men in and send them over there to die in these trenches. Do people not catch on even with something like that? Something that blatant and obvious? The war literally made no sense. This propaganda about the Germans and the Huns and bayoneting babies and all this other, it's all made up. So this made all of it up. He created an entire department of propaganda that they just created and had Bernays and these other guys dreaming all this shit up in order to lie to people. And so the idea that why would the government do it? Oh, I can't believe it. What do you mean? They never lie about COVID. Why they never do? What do you mean? These governments all over the world lie and killed literally tens of millions of people in order to advance the causes that the people who run the government behind the scenes and own the government, the bankers and these arms manufacturers and other people who are wealthy who want to use government, that's what they do. They lie to people. They have official departments lying to them. I don't get it. So the incredible part to me is that the people put up with this. And that example after example can be shown. The World War II, of course, is much more complicated because it's so touchy. You're not really allowed to touch on it. But the reality is, even with that one on its face, we fought on the side of the communists. We fought on the side of the communists. That's the truth. And we didn't liberate a single so-called death camp, even though we were told we did. The original histories were we did. They showed these U.S. films with supposed shrunken heads and human lampshades and human soap. And it was all turned out to be complete lies, made up just like in World War I. So you've got this weird situation where these millions of men who are armed, they have arms, they have machine guns and ammo, they have control of all the things necessary to take out these insane pieces of shit who are sending them off to die in these insane wars where they literally have nothing against the people. And yet they do it. And yet they do it. There is a very, very important lesson there, people. Very important. People forget that in 1914, the Christmas truce, that thing was squelched so hard, so hard. And what it was, for people, anyone who doesn't know what it is, amazingly if you don't, but in 1914, just organically, the guys on opposite sides, the English and the Germans, they kind of got together on Christmas and Christmas Eve and went out and met in no man's land, and they played soccer. A bunch of them played soccer and played games, and they basically just called a truce. They're like, you know what? I don't even know you. I'm not going to kill you. And they kind of chatted, and they realized they had a lot in common. And of course, the high command had to absolutely crush this. The press had to crush it. The story gets basically suppressed. The last thing you can do is have people understand that if they don't fight, there's no war. And if you don't have anything against these people, there's no reason to go kill them. Go sit and live like an animal in a hole, waiting to get blown up by artillery, waiting to have mustard gas come in. I don't understand. You're going to rush across some mud field, trample over your own poor buddy who's got his leg blown off, but you can't do anything about it. You know he's going to bleed out. You just charge on, jump into a pit, start knifing people, shooting them, clubbing them. You don't even know them. You're not even on your own land. There's literally no reason given. Must follow chain of command. All this insane shit that they tell people. You should go watch some of the more colorized, new, excellent documentaries they have in World War I and II. They've done a lot with the footage. It's just unbelievable how naive and innocent those people look on both sides. And of course, they go there and they just become absolutely blown out. I mean, the amount of trauma, PTSD, and alcoholism that was created by sitting around just being bombed and shelled and never knowing if somebody's going to jump over a fucking bunch of barbed wire and jump in and try to stick you with a huge, like, 15-inch knife and cut you, club you in the head, trample on you, shoot you, leave you to bleed out. This is what was going on for years and years and years. And they defended it and told us it's patriotic. Hell, the United States didn't join until 1917. It had been going on for 3 years. What kind of insanity is this to join that? Well, people didn't want to join it. That's why Wilson won with his lies, his outright lies. Did it make any difference that he lied? No. Is he immediately recalled? No. Is he impeached? No, nothing happens. See, nothing happens, no matter how extreme the case. The Lusitania, they just lied about it. It was carrying ammunition. You think the War Department didn't know it was carrying ammunition? It was in violation? Of course they knew. Did they lie about it? Yes, they did. They used it to whip up interest, just like Remember the Maine, just like all the other lies, all the other lies about war. See, the government can only lie. And once you see the level of lies, why do people even hesitate to wonder why the government, they would never kill 3,000 people on September 11th. It's outrageous. How dare you suggest that? Blah, 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 blah. What do you mean? They don't have any problem killing millions and millions of people. See, this is the part that people can't get, that not only is it just blatantly obvious that the governments all over the world will simply kill their own people in order to advance the causes of the people who are wealthy and who benefit from the government control. But also, to me, Even more fascinating is the fact that the people continue to fall for it again and again and again and put up with it. Why would you, if you're sitting in a hole with mud and rats and your buddies are all dying and you're armed to the teeth, why would you continue to take orders from these other guys? Why would you not be able to organize some kind of mutiny and say, good luck to you? Well, especially that tanks. They finally introduced them. They were resistant. They didn't want to introduce the tanks. All the stupid shit. They couldn't get it right. I just go down the list of the incompetence and the boobery. It's just obvious the war was intended to just wipe out a generation or two of a certain kind of group of men who were problematic for advancing the cause of this global horseshit. And to take down these monarchies, which were stood in the way of any of this stuff. They had to so-called democratize stuff so you could have this kind of commie horse shit. And of course, we fought on the wrong side again. And the idea that somehow we were fooled or tricked, I don't get it. What were the men doing? I don't understand. You come back from the front lines, you manage to survive, you go on leave, you're back there, they tell you to go forward again. Why do people say yes? I don't understand, because your captain tells you, because your lieutenant tells you, all the men just fall in line, and then people are surprised that there's so much compliance today with the mask wearing and the 6 feet and all this other stupid shit and all these different so-called experts. They're surprised. How can you have a bigger, colossal, absolute clusterfuck than World War I? I don't get it. Even today, nobody really can explain it until you look into all the stuff behind the scenes. And then it makes perfect sense. See, and then it makes perfect sense. But nothing the government said, told the people, stirred them up about was true at all. And that's true for every single government narrative, especially war and terror. They always have to have a boogeyman. Always have to have a boogeyman. Why are the German people supposedly our enemies? It doesn't make any sense. The German people are not our enemy. The German people aren't crazy. They're extremely bright. They're very difficult to control. That's why they had to be broken in two giant wars, because they stood in the way of this global commie horseshit. That's the reality. The Frenchmen, the Gauls, they were hard-ass men. They did just wipe them out by the millions, completely wrecked them. And then wreck them again. It's just, this is what they do. And so I don't understand why people have a difficult time believing that they would fake a moonshot or fake a story about any other thing. They obviously lie about Vietnam. They just made the whole Gulf of Tonkin thing up. Just made it all up. Of course they lied about weapons of mass destruction. They lie about everything. They lie about what goes on in Ukraine. They lie about what happened, what's driving October 7th, this horrible invasion. It's all lies. There are no war narratives that ever survive any scrutiny years after the war. That's all because it's always lies. Because people don't want to just go kill other people. It's only a very small number who do. A very small number. See, and in the past, when you had these crazy wars and stuff, it was mostly about your own land or going out and actually conquering stuff so you could get some land and valuables or women or whatever it was you wanted and needed. And all the war basically took place up close and personal in hand-to-hand combat. That's the reality. And the leaders, the people who you followed, they were all at the front. They were in the battle. They were killing people. They were hacking people up themselves. That's not the way it is. Hasn't been for a long time now. Hasn't been for a long time. Certainly the last time there's anybody who's even remotely kind of like a leader doing that might have been in the Civil War. That would have been maybe the last time. There was some of the Boer Wars and some of these smaller wars and stuff. But certainly in World War I, that wasn't the case. The strategists were all behind the lines. And when they would fuck up, again and again and again, in my opinion, in a way that is not justifiable, they weren't court-martialed and hung. They were just relieved. They were just relieved of command. And still, the people don't catch on. Still, the people with the brainwashing about the country and the glory, how? I'll say, how? Can I understand it in maybe a young man? Yeah, I can understand it in a young man who doesn't really have any experience. But where are his parents? Where are the older people? Where are the people in their 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s? What are they doing telling people to go off to war? How are they allowing this? What kind of psychological component is going on there? The FBI running around, putting people in prison who object, calling them communists while we're over there fighting a cause that in effect is there to support communism. You get the Russian Revolution, obviously a scammed up deal. Everybody can see was living in New York, got financed by, anybody can look and see who they get financed by. I mean, I don't get it. That's beyond me that something that obvious could go on. It fascinates me that you can have all these men with all these guns, all these weapons, and you can get them directed towards these other people that have nothing against them and not towards the people who are ordering the insanity. And this is the law and order. This is all these sort of sociological, psychological, cultural controls that work on people. And I just don't think you can get a more clear example than World War I. I just don't think you can. It's true World War II had more death and more killing and more insanity. It was more global, mostly because air travel was so incredibly well developed that they could just engulf the whole world in this stuff because transportation was better. But as far as just insane brutality, insanity beyond belief, I don't know how you could ever get anything worse than World War I, because literally nothing was happening. They were just sitting in these trenches and they would go across and they would just get machine gunned down and they would just sit there and get blown apart by artillery. And it just went on for years and years. And it was just obvious within a few months that this war could never be won, that nothing was ever going to happen. Even if you so-called broke through the lines, nothing ended up happening. The thing always stalled and then it got shut down and then you got to push back. Because of the way the war was being fought. And in light of something that insane, how could you not have had an open, obvious conversation that the people running it were criminals and that the basis for it, this idea of a war to end all war and a war to save democracy and all this other stupid shit that they sold to people and the people believed? How? How could that happen? How? And for people who think it couldn't happen again, you're just crazy. It can happen again. And for all the people that you saw during COVID, this is how dumb it is. See, in the past, you couldn't really do research. You couldn't really do research. Prior to the internet, it was almost impossible to do any research. You had to have access to a very good academic library in order to do research. And you had to be actually relatively skilled in doing research with that stupid system they have. Where you got these Dewey decimal numbers and all this. You have to be good. I'm very, very impressed by the people from 40, 50 years ago prior to the internet who wrote these amazing things and did this research. And so for me, it was always an issue of, well, I get it. I understand they're, you know, they got tricked and fooled and blah, blah, blah. So did I. But you can't fool me once I have the internet. And yet now we have the internet and you can still fool basically everybody. It's like, I don't understand. The information is there. In the past, it wasn't. Wherever you went and looked, the newspapers are reporting this stupid shit and that stupid shit, and the government War Department this and the State Department that, and they're making announcements, and you're real impressed and blah, blah, blah. And there's no way to find out that it's just a pack of lies. But now it is, instantaneously. People literally carry around a little computer with the ability to go figure out that everything the government says is just a pack of lies, and it always has been. And yet it makes no difference. And yet it makes no difference. That is, it's both disturbing and fascinating to me. It really is, because I don't think I could have sat in a trench like that and seen the insanity, say, I didn't get blown up right away, and I was there. Some of the guys were there in the war for months and months and months. Some people were there for years, years. If you're one of these people who survives that long, I don't think the way I'm constituted that I could have done anything except ended up attempting to try to create a mutiny and to take it all down. And maybe I've been killed doing that, and that's fine. I would have been perfectly content to be killed doing that as opposed to going over the top when they blow the whistle and just getting machine gunned down and dying in the mud for nothing. At least I'd be trying. At least I'd be trying. That's why that movie Braveheart resonates so much with me, because that's what I'd end up doing. It'd be like, well, okay, maybe we will get killed by, I don't know, but I'm not going to stay here and just live as a prisoner. I'm not going to stay here and just get trampled. I'm going to at least take a chance. But in modern war now, they've made it such that you basically can't. And the people we have to depend on are these police and military. And of course, they very, very carefully psychologically screen those people out, and they get rid of people like me. I could never, ever succeed in those agencies. It'd be impossible. I'd have to act like a double agent the whole time. Because the brainwashing is so, so deep, and those people are so absorbed in it. And they truly believe, no matter how many times they're shown that nothing the government says is true, they just keep believing that this time it is true. No matter how many times they're shown that the government lied about this and they lied about that and they lied about this. Yeah, they did. It's true. Well, it's true. But not this time. This time is not lying. Yes, every politician's a liar, except my guy this time. He's really going to change it. And there's something there, like I said, that's very fascinating and very demoralizing to me. It just makes me feel like there's no real way out, that this is truly like a simulation, what people talk about, with just a bunch of NPCs. Because the number of people who actually stand up, are willing to stand, it's so small. I've had a tremendous amount of exposure on social media now and with my podcast. Prior to that time, I didn't have as much experience with it, but now I have. And it's just very clear to me that there's just a lot of empty talk, and that the vast, vast majority of people, they will not do anything. They will not do one damn thing to actually try to stop any kind of tyranny. They will simply go along immediately. And I suspect that the tyrants and the other people, they've always known this. They've always known this. This is chop the head off and the rest of the animal dies. If you just kill William Wallace, then the sheep will scatter. And the magnitude of it is what blows my mind, because to me, I think World War I is a great example of the magnitude of insanity that people will put up with, which is the same kind of insanity I see today. The utter and complete absurdity of what's going on. And yet the people continue to just go along. And when I tell them the actual problem, they attack me. That's probably what would happen in World War I if you tried to tell the people in the trenches. You'd get some bunch of slogans and insanity from them about how we got to do our duty and, you know, all this other shit. We're saving democracy, the Hun, something like that. You'd probably get something like that from the vast majority of the people, and they would probably kill you. That just shows me that once this population is really brainwashed, it's hopeless. And once the population has a strong belief put into it, there's nothing you can do about it. The mob will just kill you if you try to step in and explain it to them. And I don't know, to me, I just suspect in my past lives, I was a government abuser. I was just a government abuser. I just abused these people. These people are this fucking stupid, and they're this compliant, and they just have no problem with being ripped off and stolen from and being driven into a trench to die for nothing. If they are, well, then it's difficult to respect them. And I can understand the sort of elite mentality. I still don't buy into it. And I'm not even sure why I don't, except for the fact that I truly believe that there's a karmic penalty, that you can't do anything without cause and effect. And it applies on every one of the planes. So if you do something mentally, you do something morally, you do something physically, it's just no way to avoid the cause and effect. It's not so much that it's punishment, it's just that the world is kept in balance in effect. And even though you can't see it because it takes place over a long time, it's still going to happen. And if I wasn't convinced of that, I once again would be a very, very bad actor. I'm quite sure I would be a very, very bad actor because they have the logic on their side when it comes to just this life. They do. You can just look around and see they have the logic on their side. This is why they can recruit intelligent, very, very determined, ruthless people, because the logic is on their side. The people are idiots. They want the abuse. They encourage the abuse. They do most of the abuse to themselves. They defend it. They are the arms and legs of the abuser to run around and kill them and throw them into prisons and to improperly abuse them and steal their shit and go out and collect it and kick the old lady out of her house. They do it all to themselves. And I can see why most of these elites have such contempt for the people, because I pretty much do have contempt for the people. I do. I don't treat them with contempt. That's the only difference, I think, for me, is that I do have contempt for them, but I don't treat them with contempt. And I think that the reason I have contempt for them is extremely easily justified. And I think I've justified it many times. I'm not here to defend it. I'm not saying that other people should have contempt for it. I'm just saying, if I'm being honest about the way I feel about people, the vast majority of people I use just have utter contempt for them, because not only are they criminals and that they are accessories to crimes by defending this government, which they then use that government to abuse me. And when I tell them, well, the government's criminal, they say, well, yeah, maybe so, but what's your answer? In other words, they're perfectly content to be accessories to the crime so long as they think that it benefits them more than trying to get rid of the crime. And that just doesn't compute with me. If you're going to go down that road, then just be honest. You're a criminal and go use the damn system to be a criminal. Don't pretend you're a good person. You're just waiting for somebody to give you a good solution. You're not okay just to keep beating somebody. Well, show me a better way. Well, what do you mean stop beating them, first of all? It's just, I don't know. I think all these things, they really create a lot of psychological complications and discomfort for me, because I think the questions are not easy to answer. They're not easy to answer. And I do think that this very large number of people, every time I go at it, no matter how many ways I come at it, I go back to the same conclusion. That is, it just can never work. The way people are constituted, they cannot ever live in these large modern societies. It can never work. The vast majority will be abused and will abuse each other under direction and imagine that they're doing the right thing. I just don't see any way around that. And I think that if you can't see how appropriate the World War I analogy is to what we saw with COVID and all this stupid shit about terror and Russia and defending and Ukraine and all this made up shit, if you can't see it, you're blind. And how many of the political leaders are truly cold, calculating people who figured out and intelligent, versus how many of them are just simply narcissistic kind of sociopaths that fall into a system that works, and that large amounts of them who would like to be there never make it there because they fail or they get kicked out? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I tend to lean towards the vast majority being not very bright, just very bad, brutal people. And they just happen to be the ones that end up winning in the large group of people trying to do that. No different than any other statistical anomaly. People think that this person's a brilliant investor or strategist only because they're successful. Well, lots of people tried the same kinds of things and they weren't successful. And then this person is successful. And then they pretend like he's successful because of those things. And there's actually not a causal relationship there. There's just a result that they then ascribe a cause to. And I think a lot of that is the same in these political guys. Now, there are certain guys, and those are the ones who last a long time, and most of them are not actually open politicians. Most of those people hold other positions inside this kind of governmental structure where they last for decades and decades and decades, kind of behind the scenes as advisors. I think those are the very, very brilliant people, are extremely smart people, maybe not brilliant, but very, very clever strategists, ruthless, murderous people who just don't care. And I think they're very smart and they understand the people. And I think they just kind of advise and use these other politicians and things like that as tools, and they're interchangeable. When the politician loses his usefulness, they just discard it, and summarily, in whatever way is the most helpful to the person. That's it. And again, if you look at what actually went on in World War I, and you really think about how insane it was that people put up with that for years and years and years by the tens of millions, if that doesn't give you pause about basic human nature, I don't know what could. And it doesn't matter that they had the 1920s in Paris and the broken generation, the lost generation. T.S. Eliot wrote some shit. Who cares? That's all after the fact. It's useless. It's like these jokers that jump on this COVID shit now, years later. Well, that's no good. The time to act was in 2020, right now. 4 years ago was the time to act, and nobody was. I couldn't believe what was happening. No matter what I posted, people just, like, very, very small number of people understood. It's not like it was hardly anybody, but it's a small percentage that really caught on. The vast, vast majority of the people continued to tell me that I was the crazy one. There'd be no reason, and look at the science is good. No, it's like, do you not understand the way all this shit is manipulated? It's all totally manipulated. It has been for so, so long. And if you can't see that, I just don't know what to tell you. I really don't. So I guess, like I said, this was kind of a war episode because I wanted to use World War I. And that's, I think, the best way to use World War I, not to argue about it and to look at the statistics and the figures and talk about Archduke and the fucking Balfour letter and all that crap. People can go look that stuff up, you know, do their own research. To me, the much more fascinating thing about World War I is what I've talked about. I'm just blown away by that. Just the magnitude is so incredible. And you should go watch a couple of these World War I movies that depict it very accurately as far as life in the trench and the weird way they would attack and just the stuff they lived with. And just think about millions and millions and millions of people living that for years and years and years and nothing happening. Nothing really happening. Oh, and some kingdoms fell and all this. That was all the planned part. But just the slaughter of all these people. Amazing. So that's all I want to say about that. So if you want to follow me, you can. I'm Legal Man at U.S. Crime Review on Twitter now with a blue check courtesy of 2,500 verified followers. And thank you to everybody in Patreon, assuming that Patreon's still operational. They've been hiding some of my shows, I think, because of those links from Twitter. So I'm going to have to start really reducing them. I'm going to cut them back and be more careful. I apologize. Nothing I can do about that. But I want to maintain the Patreon and the Twitter stuff. People can go to my Twitter and follow Twitter and look at Twitter. And I comment on any of those things anyway. So thank you guys there in Patreon who continue to support my show. Kick some skin in the game. I appreciate that. And yes, Jones Plantation, it's out. I hope people watch it. We need to get like a breakthrough person, you know, just some kind of decent media person to see it, like it, and comment on it. We could use that. That can happen at any time if people will just continue to put the movie around and suggest it to people and support the movie and talk about the movie and send it to people. If we can get that to happen, it could really help. It really could help. How much progress we can make, I don't know, but I'm trying to do the only things I can figure out that can possibly work, and that is to try to educate some people. If we can get enough people to understand and then use jury nullification, we can make a lot of progress. We can at least prevent a lot of the horse shit that's going on. But if we can't, then we're going to lose. That's it. We're just going to lose. And people don't want to face that, but that's reality. So thank you to everybody who supports my show and supports that movie and tries to make a difference. And beyond that, I don't think there's anything else to say, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. You guys have been a great audience as usual. Everybody have a nice dinner day wherever you are. Take care.
Thank you, everybody. Let's put your hands together one more time for Legal Man. Great show. Thanks so much. I get to tip your service on the way out.
More quash. More quash.